So I just wanted to give my testimony. Oh, God, save me from my sin. The Lord is so gracious. I remember the day that I was saved. There was a complete change in my heart. I felt so clean inside. I was 25, so that's a little old to start, I think, Brother Keith. If we took a survey, I don't know, I'd be, not in the same place as somebody else. But it doesn't matter, because when God saves you, that's the exact right time you should be saved. But he cleansed me thoroughly of my sin. It doesn't mean that I didn't have to work at some things, because I did. I had some kind of habits that weren't well. They weren't good. But if I heard about him, I went to the altar and said, Jesus, I can't do this without you. And then he would show me in his word what to pray. Things about my feet, how not to run with my friends, my old friends, not to walk into a bar, not to pick up something that is not clean and handle it. He was so cool to me. He told me about what to do with my hands and my feet. Isn't that lovely? I mean, some people think it's complicated. It's not complicated. Yet there's things in here that are so simple and things we can pray. God, show my feet where to go. Cleanse my hands and keep me clean. My mouth needed an overhaul. I remember that. But he has so many verses about your mouth. I mean, you don't have to go very far. Just go in the Psalms. You'll be there all day, every day for weeks and months and even years. But God cleaned my very vocabulary. Wow, we have habits and we think it's never going to change. And then God comes to us and makes us new. It doesn't happen all at once. Sometimes we have to suffer a little bit and see really how bad we are. But when God does it, it's finished. I'm so thankful to God. So there was a verse I pray, and I still pray sometimes, that says, cleanse thou me of secret faults. You don't know my faults, and I don't want to tell you. And guess what? It's not your business. It's between me and God. But at nighttime, I can look to Jesus and say, cleanse thou me of secret faults. I don't want them, but sometimes they're there. And what do you think God does about that? He says when we cry to him, he answers. Now, that's not even about first period, but that's a testimony about my salvation. I'm so filled with joy. Last year at this time, I was mourning. Something happened in my life. I lost something dear to me and to my family. And I didn't know what was happening, but I was sorrowful. I lost for the very first time. I got saved at 25. And I'll be 60 next year, so you do the math. I lost the joy of my salvation. It was awful. And I said to God in the meeting just before the kids came, God, I can do first period with no joy because you're God, but I never had to do that. And God came to me in the night meeting, and he miraculously filled me with joy. Amy, was I happy last year? Yes, I was, because God came to me. And you know what? He didn't just like pour in the joy, okay, for first period, and after 2 weeks I was dead. No. He poured in the joy, and during first period, through his word, he showed me what was wrong, and he showed me what he was going to do about it. Is God real or what? Amen. It was so lovely. So I can't help but think about that in first period this year, because Brother Paul, you know what? I am filled with joy this year. I didn't even ask for it. It just happened. So I am filled with joy. I'm so excited. I have a lovely group of women to work with. We are a family first period, and I told the staff about that, and now I get to tell a few guests about it. The Weaver family, we want you to know, down in the village, we are a family. And now you are here, and you are part of our family. And we are going to have a blast together. We are going to find things out about God together. Even though you have meetings here and we have them there, we're still all finding God together. And my theme is taken from Deuteronomy 33. The eternal God is our refuge. Elizabeth, can you hear that? And underneath are the everlasting arms. He's not going to let us fall or slip away from him, even when we do things wrong over and over and over again, which happens to teenagers. I got 11, 12, 13, and 14, and 15-year-olds, which that is a tough time in life. And when things go wrong, or they do things wrong, or they choose to keep doing things wrong, and I'm not saying they're murdering people or, lost on drugs or just living in the streets with no hope at all. That's not it. High school can be awful. Choices they have to make every day. Even when you go to a Christian school, there's kids that wish they were not in the Christian school. Did you know that? You're not really sheltered. There are kids happy to lead you down the wrong path. And they're holding your hand and laughing as they do it. But I'm going to say that the kids in the village are at a time in their life where they need to be reminded. God is eternal. He always was. He always is. And then he always will be. And John, you know what else is cool? That God offers us something eternal too. Everlasting life. Eternal life. Man, I want to bring that home. You think we're going to be able to do it, counselors? Oh, by God's grace, right? We just prayed in the village that God, that every valley would be exalted, that every mountain and hill that's in the way of those girls will be brought low. I mean, as we are in our life, don't we run into a wall sometimes? Oh, not a wall, a mountain. Yeah, forget the wall. I could jump over the wall maybe. I'll jump over a mountain, no. But smack, it's hitting us sometimes. But God is able to bring that down. And you know what, as you read on in that verse, it says that the glory of the Lord would be revealed and that all flesh would see it. Ah, that's so exciting. We're going to see the glory of God, guys. We're going to see the glory of God. Now, I am filled with joy, and so I have such an expectation. I think this expectation is greater than any other year in my Christian life. Probably not as much as the first year, because I was really so in love with Jesus the first year. I mean, that first love thing, going on. But I am so excited. I am expecting God not only to reveal his love to these kids, but to take away all those barriers. We've already prayed about it. So on the way up in the car, those cares are going to start to slip away. On the way up in the car, they're going to be evaluating themselves. They do this, really. Kids, when they get out of the car, they're so happy to be with us. First meeting, they almost look at me like, she knows I have sinned while I've been away. I'm not God, but you can read it on their face. So you know what we do the first meeting? This first meeting, I mean, we do it every year, but I want to get the sin out of the way right away. I want to tell them, you know what, we've all sinned. Man, I have sinned. And I've asked God to cleanse thou me of those secret faults and sins. Let's do it right away, I say to the girls. Let's get this over with. And then we'll have room in our hearts for Jesus Christ to fill us with new stuff that's going to be cool and good. And is God cool? Sometimes people don't like that. Because that's cool isn't a holy word, but to me it's like such a great word. And so I do say that. But that's going to make more room for God. And I'm praying that they will know that God is. I mean, God was probably isn't going to be too exciting to them, but God is. God is right now. And God always will be no matter what. I think those two things are going to be a pretty hot ticket for them. So I am very, very excited, and I want them to get God, and I thank the Lord that people are praying for us, that those Chinese people prayed for us before they got here. That must be why I'm filled with joy, because I didn't pray for it. God knew. God knew all about first period. God knew about you being here and me being here together. And we're going to have a lot of arts and crafts, and we're going to have a lot of fun times and do puzzles, which no one ever does anymore in the world at home on their kitchen table, but we have them down there. And we're going to interact, and we're going to become a family, and the love of God is going to enter our hearts. The love of God is going to conquer whatever difficulties there are. Because you cannot deny the love of God. And so I'm looking forward to what God will do first period. If you will pray with us and for us, I will thank you for that. And in like manner, we will be praying for you. We will be praying for God's glory to be revealed, that all flesh will see it. So that we feel good about it? No. We're going to be part of seeing. And when we see God working and his glory, it's going to fill us more with God. I think the Holy Ghost is going to come to somebody. I don't know. And fill them.
Why not?
with joy and peace in believing in Jesus Christ. It's going to be so, it is, it started already. It's wonderful. So I thank you so much for listening to our theme. I thank you so much for loving the counselors, and we're going to love you back, especially in the dining room. Whoever your whoever my waitresses are, we're going to treat you wonderful. We're going to love you every day, no matter what happens. If you drop something, you know that I'm going to turn around and tell you, I love you anyway, okay? But we're going to be a family. Let's just love one another. And you at Watch Rock have an opportunity to love those children. They need each one of us. One kid that I can't relate to, you can. One kid that is afraid of me is not going to be afraid of you. You'll have an opportunity to show God's love and to come alongside us in the village and help God and His glory to be revealed. Amen. Amen.
It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory, and the half has never yet been told.
Wow. Henceforth, from Tuesday on, meetings in Watch Rock are canceled, and we will be meeting in the village. So.
Sorry.
Where's the love? Well. I have to have self-control. We'd be going all night back and forth, and she'd win. Well, we do want to pray for the staff and these counselors tonight, but we heard some good things, and God's going to move in a mighty way.